universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. This past Sunday, in preparation for the message, which I did have in my church, I saw that the gospel reading was from Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. You are the salt of the earth. Now, a lot of things can come to mind when you think of salt. And I thought, wonder what comes to the mind of the listener back then. And I'll get to that in a second. When I thought, what comes to my mind? Well, I decided to do a field trip. There's a restaurant here in my town called Salt and Smoke. And I've never been there before, but I heard good things about it. And so being that the message was, you are the salt of the earth, I thought, let's go to Salt and Smoke. Well, it was snowing all day. But because they had put salt on the roads were fine to travel. And they had put salt on the sidewalks, and so it was fine to walk on the sidewalks. So we went in, we had a wonderful meal. Oh my goodness, was it ever delightful. I had what they call burnt ends, and they must have salted it too, because, oh! But the thing is, it wasn't too much salt. If you ever had food where there's too much salt, it'll burn your tongue. Well, this didn't do that. It just flavored it to be, oh, so wonderful. Well, salt, obviously, flavors food, gives it a delightful flavor. It's actually one of the four taste activities that we have in our mouth. Salt also melts things like ice and snow. Someone pointed out to me, it's very important to put salt on ice cubes when you're making ice cream, because it actually lowers the temperature of salt of the ice before it starts melting it. It's a really interesting physics thing. Salt also, though, preserves things like foods. Heavily salted foods keeps them from rotting, especially meats. Salt also, ouch, sterilizes. Have you ever had a cut? And then if you're perspiring or you by accident put salt from the table on and get it into the wound, ow, that hurts. Salt also can raise the blood pressure. Now, for some people, that's not good, a lot of people. But some people have very low blood pressure, and really the cure is to have a bit more salt to raise it. Lastly, I'm aware, there's probably more, but this is the last one I'm noting, salt will also help you retain water. And that's important in a desert area, as in Jesus' day. So what did he say? You are the salt of the earth. If salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is good for nothing, but is thrown down and is trampled by men. I've often wondered about lose its saltiness. Well, I read somewhere that salt years ago in Jesus' day isn't like ours. Today we have table salt. maybe you remember Morton salt. Before I lost my sight, I remember the deep blue canister or cardboard container with a little girl holding an umbrella and she's spilling salt as she's walking. That's the Morton salt. Well, back in Jesus' day, they didn't have that. They just had mines and they'd pull it out. So it was a bit impure. And sometimes it was so impure that when you taste it, it had no salt in it. So it wouldn't do anything else. It wouldn't help preserve food. It wouldn't help preserve water in the body. It was worthless, so it was thrown out. Now, one little thing, though, someone else pointed out to me. Salt is a grain, and it has rough edges. So when you throw it out and put it on the ground and walk on it, they almost interlock with each other, and it makes a hard path. I mean, today, we use asphalt to pave roads. Back then, they kind of used the worthless salt. And that was really good because people walked in sandals or bare feet, and so it would be less dirty and dusty. So even with it being worthless, it has still had value. Still had some value. Well, here's the key, though, with salt. In and of itself, it's just salt. It's just there. It's when it's combined with or added to or applied to something that it does all these qualities that I mentioned, from flavoring to melting to preserving to sterilizing to raising blood pressure or preserving water. And that's why Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. He expects you and me to have that activity as we interact with people, to flavor, to melt, to preserve, to sterilize. All these things are things you and I do as Christians. Sometimes when we live in the world, it can be tough. And it's a world that has sin. And sometimes words, jokes, crass comments, they all can be made and they can be very harmful. But that's where we come in as Christians. We're the salt of the earth. You know, really, if we weren't here, once Jesus left, what would stop the world from going into total decay? You and me. We're the salt of the earth. So it's not just in what we say and how we witness. That's one of the aspects, by all means. But it also is on how we conduct our lives. In the midst of difficulty and hardships, or in the good days. And how we can point things not to ourselves and our selfishness, but instead to God. And just simple joy, laughter, and fun. We can make a huge difference on other people just by how we interact with them, even in our family. You are the salt of the earth. That's what Jesus says. And you know, the next verses after this say, you're the light of the world. Peter, I can't help but him thinking, hey, Jesus, just a minute. I can be salt. I can be as crusty as anyone. I can do that. Light of the world, no, I don't know how to guide anyone, show anybody. I get my foot in my mouth all the time. Jesus, you're the light of the world. And there's Bible verses that say that. Jesus is the light of the world. He shines on the path, the way to salvation, pointing all the way to the cross and what he did for us and trusting in him. Well, in a similar way, even as Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world, he also is the salt of us. For he salts our lives. He flavors it, spices it up. He melts our cold hearts of hatred and anger. He preserves us from sin and from death. He is the one who heals us, sterilizing the hurt and pain that we sometimes have. He is the one who preserves the life-giving water that we need in our lives so that we don't shrivel up and dry up like a raisin. Yeah, it's Jesus. Jesus is upon our lives so we can be on the lives of others. Shall we pray? Thank you, Jesus, that you came, touched our lives, and impacted us. May we also do that for others. Lord, we don't know how to do that many times. Work through us. Help us. Help us to pause and think about it, especially so that we may be a blessing to others. We ask it in your name, Jesus. Amen. Please write me. You can do so at dave.andrus, that's D-A-V-E dot A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net.